Chapter 29, The Fruits of Former Civilizations and the Blossoms of the Contemporary. In following the associative flow of my tales about the three-brained beings who have taken your fancy, breeding on the planet Earth, I must now tell you, my boy, something about the two powerful communities of beings known there as the Greeks and the Romans, who swept away from the surface of that ill-fated planet even the memory of the results obtained from the most saintly labors of the essence-loving Ashiada Shemash. First of all, I must tell you that at the time when on the surface of your planet, on the continent of Asia, the definitized sacred conception of our now omni-cosmic, very saintly Ashiada Shemash was actualized from above within the presence of a three-brained being, and also later during the period of his very saintly activities and the subsequent gradual destruction by your favorites of all the results issuing from them, great numbers of these strange three-brained beings existed on the neighboring continent called Europe and had already formed various independent communities. According to the cosmic laws I once mentioned to you, the two communities that during these periods became the greatest and most powerful, that is to say, better organized and possessing more means than the others for the process of reciprocal destruction, were the Greek and Roman communities. And about these ancient communities, ancient, that is, from the point of view of your contemporary favorites, I must tell you, and possibly even in detail, for not only did they make a clean sweep from the face of that unfortunate planet of the last results that might have been beneficial for the three-brained beings of all subsequent epochs, and even of any trace of the memory of the very saintly labors of the essence-loving Ashiada Shemash, but also they were the cause of the utter nonsense that proceeds in the reason of your contemporary favorites, and of the complete atrophy in them of that fundamental being impulse, the main lever of objective morality called organic shame. Closer acquaintance with these large groupings of your favorites and with the various blessings bequeathed by them to the beings of later epochs will help you to understand how independent communities are formed there, and how a given community, having become powerful, with no thanks to the beings themselves, takes advantage of this to destroy everything attained by other less powerful communities and forces its own new inventions upon them, in most cases sincerely imagining that these are just what the others need. I must warn you, my boy, that my story of the arising of those ancient communities called the Greek and the Roman, and of everything later connected with them, is not based on my personal investigations, but only on the information about them that I got from one of the beings of our tribe who chose to remain forever on that planet of yours. In descending to the planet Earth for the sixth and last time, I was determined at any cost to elucidate for myself all the genuine reasons why the psyche of those three-brained beings, which should be like the psyche of all the three-brained beings of our great universe, had become so exceptionally strange on that planet. And having repeatedly confirmed during my investigations that the fundamental cause of the various abnormalities in the general psyche of contemporary beings was the so-called civilization introduced by these two large groups of beings called the Greeks and the Romans, and I was obliged to investigate certain details about them also. But as I was fully occupied at that time with my research concerning the activities of the very saintly Ashiada Shemash, I entrusted the inquiry into the history of the arising of these two independent groupings of your favorites with respect to what is called their subjective being, to that same member of our tribe who, as I have already told you, still carries on an undertaker's business in a large city on the continent of Europe. From the investigations of this countryman of ours, it seems that long, long before the period of my tale about the majestic city of Babylon, that is, when the existence of those strange beings was proceeding mainly on the continent of Asia, and their chief center of culture was in the country of Tikliamish, there were, as yet, no definitely organized communities on the continent of Europe, which is now the principal place of existence of your favorites. There then chiefly existed on that continent two-brained and one-brained beings called wild quadrupeds and reptiles. As for your favorites, the biped beings, they existed there only in small groups and were almost as wild as the quadrupeds themselves. These small groups of biped beings occupied themselves only with destroying the quadruped and reptile beings, and occasionally also one another. And the number of your favorites on the continent of Europe did not increase until emigrants from Merylplacy, wandering from one region to another, finally arrived on the continent of Europe and settled there. Toward the close of that period, there migrated from Tikliamish to that continent a number of beings of the first Asiatic group who followed two quite different professions. Some of them engaged in various marine occupations, and others in raising cattle and sheep. The sheep-raising families settled chiefly on the southern shores of the continent, which at that time was very suitable for the grazing and fattening of these quadruped beings. And that group of terrestrial beings was then called Latinaki, a word that meant shepherds. At first, these shepherds, with their families and flocks, were scattered in different places. Later on, their numbers gradually increased, partly through the immigration of Asiatic beings with the same profession as themselves, and partly because they were becoming more and more prolific, since nature on the planet Earth had begun to adapt herself to the deteriorating quality of the vibrations she required, which should have been formed from the radiations of these three-brained beings, by substituting those vibrations obtained only from the process of their sacred rascuarno, or, as they say, from their death. And when, thanks to all this, their numbers had considerably increased, and external conditions demanded frequent relations between isolated families, they formed their first place of common existence, which was called Rimpk. It was from that group of Asiatic shepherds that the later famous Romans originated, their name having come from this first common dwelling place, Rimpk.